More than 80 years of water sports, family vacations, and a way of life came to a devastating close in the summer of 2010. A foot of rain flooded shoreside homes and businesses, the dam broke, and Lake Delhi disappeared down the Maquoketa River.
God has made so many beautiful areas in eastern Iowa, and I just think we have one of them.
Looking through her picture window, Marquita Kui Lux's lake view is now a depressing vista of thickets and brush.
I think this is the low time right now because there is nothing happening. The time element was what caused us to be frustrated. So this is government. Those of us who have not worked with the government probably thought things should move faster.
Businessman Robert Sack is a victim of the region's economic ruin. He keeps track of the bureaucracy from his drugstore in Manchester.
I've had farmers tell me, you know, if I had a dam on my property or the fence went out or something like that, three or four of us would get together and we'd put it back and be done with it. And it had been done a long time ago.
The Department of Natural Resources is the lead agency in a restoration process complicated by a mix of so much private property surrounding the lake and the water itself, which is Iowa's. Since $5 million in state money is committed to reviving the lake, the DNR is pushing for greater public access, a plan to deal with aging septic tanks, property easements, and a mechanism for fish to bypass the dam. Mike McGee handles lake restorations at the DNR.
If we likened it to building a new lake within the state, because this is in essence rebuilding a dam or almost a new dam there, the process is moving along really at an acceptable pace. As you say, the people that are there locally don't necessarily agree to that.
Including store owner Robert Sack.
But we've got to go through all these permits. The perception I get is they have almost more power than our governor, and they wield it.
There's a real sense of urgency here at Lake Delhi. Steve Leonard is leading the charge for a new lake and says failure would bring another disaster.
If it stays the way it is, it will become a ghost town. And to the state, it's a cherished asset that we, you know, quite honestly can't afford. The state of Iowa can't afford to lose this. It will cost the state much more money for us not to replace this than to actually replace it with lost income, lost jobs, and the economic activity around it.
My family would pack up the station wagon every summer and come out to Lake Delhi.
A new documentary may serve to bolster community spirit at just the right time. Dubuque filmmakers Charlie and Mary Cunliffe spent more than 50 hours interviewing residents.
One little girl we interviewed, the minute I asked her the first question about her experience on the lake, she couldn't speak. She's 15 years old. She could not speak. She wept.
Cunliffe talked about the film on his website.
And the impact this lake has on children and families and the way they connect in ways that you just don't do it in the city. The title of the film is We Will Be Back, and I believe that you will.
The documentary is set to premiere in late winter. As for the remake of Lake Delhi, optimistic locals are hoping to be on the water sometime in 2014. Tomorrow, a treasure hunter tells us about the artifacts he found in the muddy aftermath of Lake Delhi. In Delaware County, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.